Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast with Jessica and Kristen. Hey everyone, welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. It is Sunday afternoon, and we are going to spend today's podcast doing a little bit of catch-up and answering some questions and having a little bit of conversation amongst each other because we haven't had a whole lot of time to talk lately. So we like to save a few of those, you know, regular conversations to have with each other so that we surprise each other. So that's what we're going to do today. So hello, my friend.
Hello, Jessica. It's so nice to talk to you.
I know. I miss your face.
I know. I miss your face, too. What is it? Was it Kim that said it's like 50 days till Chicago?
Oh, my God. Really? I know.
And that was a while ago, so maybe it's like 45 days now.
Well, today's July 2nd, and I think I fly to you on August 13th.
Okay. So, yeah.
I think. Want to hear something really funny about my flights?
Of course.
It's not really funny.
Okay.
So I bought my flights in April, and I bought them on Expedia. Okay? The money gets taken out of my account for both flights, there and back. And I have no confirmation email. I have nothing on Expedia. I have nothing in my Gmail. I have nothing in my Hotmail. For the life of me, the money has been taken out of my bank, but for the life of me, I have no idea if I have actual flights. So
still?
I've contacted, yeah. So it's on my list to do this weekend or this week, but I contacted Expedia and they're like, we have no idea what you're talking about.
They have no record of your flights.
No.
Jessica.
But, so like, and all I have is my bank statement and I took a screenshot of the money coming out. So I think I'm flying Air Canada, so I have to contact them and just, I don't know.
Did the money out of your account go to Expedia or to Air Canada?
It went to Air Canada, but I booked them through Expedia.
Huh.
But it was sort of like a really, I mean, you remember the day I booked it? It was sort of like, are we going to do it? Am I going to do it? Am I going to do it? And then I did it, and I didn't pay enough attention to what I was doing.
So I wonder if you did buy them through Air Canada directly.
Yeah. So I have to contact them.
Because I do remember the day that we were looking, and we both had multiple windows open, and we were looking at the cheapest, most direct flights and all that stuff. So it might have been that you just bought it directly from Air Canada.
I hope so. So that's the next thing I have to do. That's on my list. I have a few things on my list to do. I've been busy, and life has been difficult, which we've talked about a little bit before, but, you know, we're working full-time parents, and life can be busy and hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we haven't really got to chat. And maybe, I mean, you've been picking up all the slack for me.
Yeah, so, but there have been times that you've picked up the slack for me. That's just the way it goes.
Can you imagine doing this by yourself? Like, what would we do if we were by ourselves and we didn't have anyone to, like, back us up like that?
I don't know. And you know what? A friend was giving me a hard time last night because I was like, oh, shit, I don't know what we're going to do for this week's podcast. And he was like, well, didn't you have like 7 in the bank? Mm-hmm. I was like, we did. We went through all of them somehow. I don't know how that happened. But
we got like super comfortable with
we got like cocky
what we
about
had.
It.
So now we have to, now we've got to try and catch up again, right?
Yeah, we have really exciting things happening in the middle of the summer and later in the summer, but for the next couple weeks, we have to kind of figure something out.
We're going to be like stretching for Instagram posts. So if anybody has any like ideas they want to throw our way, we'll take them.
Yeah, and people have offered to cover for us too. So we have Lorraine's blog post that we have to get our ass on and like actually post it. Mm-hmm. And then
Lauren,
thank you. Had a mm-hmm. brain fart for a second. I feel so bad. Is covering Warped Tour for us.
Yes.
So she's going to do like a Warped Tour takeover.
Yeah.
And try to interview someone or something, which is so awesome. That's exactly what I want, is like other ladies involved doing stuff and like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's something we've talked about for quite a while, but we're both control freaks. And so for us to let go of like absolute control is difficult.
It is. It's like, okay, Lauren, we've known you for 6 months now. We've talked to you several times. You're sweet and adorable, but we're still not sure.
Right? I know. She's so awesome. And she's going to come to 350. So we're going to get to meet her, which is really cool. Every time she posts a photo of herself with that like super cute smile and a new dress that she has, I'm like, oh my God.
I know.
So we love her. We're glad she's
being part well of this. Vetted. And so anything she wants to do to help out is awesome. And other ladies too, like anyone that wants to help out, cover something or do an interview, or if you're going to a show, you know, do a write up of it or whatever you want to do. But this is supposed to be like, we started it, but it's really supposed to be women fans of punk rock. And there's not a lot of places where women fans of punk rock have a voice. And actually, I don't even know if I told you this, but one of the reasons I decided to start with this was because I had reached out to another punk website when I first, like a little over a year ago, right before Mabel Syndrome, I reached out to this other punk website and I was like, hey, I'd love to like do some work for you. Can I write for you or cover shows or whatever? And they were just super vague and never really got back to me. And I was like, well, what the fuck? Do they either not want a, you know, like, I'm smart. I have a master's degree. I can write, you know? Like, why would they not, like, want to at least talk to me? And so that's why I was like, well, maybe if we get something that is more women-friendly and just really encourage other women to do some punk rock writing and stuff, then it'll be a little easier.
Yes. Good job. See, you're the brains.
No.
You're the brains and I'm the cog in the wheel. And I love you for it. I am content. I am content being your cog.
Oh, I didn't even know there was that Lagwagon song.
Yeah, I know. Was it you that said it? Or was
I
it,
did. Sent I it? Sent because I found it randomly. Yeah. I was like, holy shit, there's a Lagwagon song called Cog in the Machine.
Perfect.
I know.
I'll take
so
it.
Awesome.
See? So I'm on summer vacation. I'm done work. I don't go back to work till September, so that's pretty exciting. So at least, even though life may be stressful and busy, I at least have time now to like catch up and do stuff. So,
well, for those of us that work in schools, like June is always a crazy month. There's like award ceremonies and banquets and dinners and parties and retirement parties and all that shit.
And it's meetings and report cards And there's like things you have to do every night to get ready for the next day. It's so it's intense. So it feels really good to have it off my plate. Now, however, I have to harass the government to pay me my like employment insurance for the summer. Like, what do you guys call it there?
What do you mean?
Like if you get laid off, you can collect money. What is it?
You get laid off for the summer?
Yeah. So like I get laid off.
Oh,
and
no.
Then,
so we're like a year-round we are on year-round employment.
Right. So you get paid through the summer. Like your pay is balanced. Like
You have the option. We can either get paid through the summer on our regular schedule or we can take it all in a lump sum in June.
Okay. So we don't get that. I don't get that. So I get laid off and then I have to collect what they call employment insurance in Canada. So like we pay into employment insurance on every paycheck to the government. So if you like lose your job or you get laid off or like that kind of thing, you collect it. So basically I have to like report to the government every 2 weeks and like say that I'm looking for work, I'm available for work, and then they pay me a percentage of my regular income.
Even if you have a job lined up for the fall?
Yes. Because my job is technically not available to me right now and it's out of my hands.
So you do get paid for the 10 months that you're in school or whatever?
Yes, just on regular.
We get our salary for 12 months.
Right, and see, I'm not on salary.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, for me, it's 10 months, and then 2 months I have to collect benefits from the government.
Yeah.
And it's like 55% of my regular income.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah. So, and the government makes it as hard as fucking possible. They make it as hard as possible to do it, too. Like, the reporting and I don't know, whatever. So that I'm trying to get my head around that now. Boring.
I know. Sorry, everybody.
So far, we put everybody to sleep.
Yeah.
I have a show coming up next week. I'm going to see Offspring. It's a bigger size show. I haven't been to a big show like that for a while, but it's sort of like one of those, it'll be fun, cross it off the list.
Is it outside or inside?
It's inside. It's sort of in like a stadium, but a small stadium.
Right.
And Robin's going. We got a hotel for the night, so yeah. That's going to be fun.
Is she going to throw a drink in your face?
It's my turn. I'm throwing a drink in her. I can throw a drink in her face. I have a freebie.
You do. I hope you capture that.
I will.
Oh, I want to see that so badly.
And that's what's awesome. Your next show?
I have Flatliners and Pew 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 coming
pew,
out.
Pew Pew Pew. You have to like say it with such how do they like? There is no way of saying that band's name without. And like my hand automatically goes into like guns.
Yeah, you have to do like finger guns, right?
Pew,
like
pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I am so excited. So I know that you saw them a while ago with Real Big Fish and Anti-Flag, but I was like, okay, well, I gotta listen to this band, and I just never got around to it. And then when I heard they were coming with Flatliners, and I absolutely fell in love with the Flatliners after hearing your interview with Chris, which was awesome. We can talk about that in a second. But so I got Pew Pew Pew's album, and I was like, holy shit, I love it. It's so good. Their songs like crack me up. I love humorous punk rock.
Yeah.
I love it. I love like tongue-in-cheek, like sarcastic, witty punk rock.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. And they do that so well.
Yeah, they were great to see live. I'm excited for you to get to see them and to hear an interview with them.
Right.
So and it'll to like spread the word about them, because I really do think they're a great band. So
yeah, and I have serious questions for them, but so far the research I've done, I found out that their hobbies and interests include beer, skateboarding, Tony Hawk, punk music. Yeah, that's about it. So
basically,
we'll have lots to
everybody
talk about.
That we're friends with.
Yeah,
that's pretty much sums up our teenage college years and.
Exactly.
What we wish we could still do.
What I'm holding on to, like grasping at straws for.
Yeah.
So.
To still have it.
Yeah.
Can you see my webcam? Nobody else can, thank God, but I'm like.
I think you look cute.
I'm like reclining.
And you have a wife beater on.
I do.
Yeah. Which, you know what? I just realized I read it somewhere recently too. I hate that term.
It's a bad term.
It's a horrible term.
It's a horrible term. We need
but
to call it something else.
It's the only thing you know. Just like white tank top doesn't quite cut it, so.
No, it's like a sleeveless.
Man ass eater.
Why can't it be? We should name it something like pervy.
An ass eater.
An ass eater. Oh, that's gross. Everybody get their ass eaters out. It's the new Mabel Syndrome fucking uniform. Oh my God.
Exactly. That's funny. But yeah, so I did want to congratulate you on your interview with Chris, because people loved it.
Thank you. As everything we do, I don't usually listen to it. It's just I criticize myself too much. So I only listened to about the first 5 minutes of Chris just to make sure the quality was okay. And I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun talking to him. He was he's one of those people that you meet and he genuinely like looks you in the eye when he's speaking to you. And you feel like his intent to speak to you is very genuine. And for my first solo interview in person without you, it couldn't have gone better. So, and I've had quite a few people contact me and say like, oh wow, he sounds like such a cool dude.
Yeah.
So charming was the word that was used a few times.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope I get to meet him maybe when they're here in a couple weeks. That would be good. I know, Jay gave us a shout out because he was interviewing Chris actually like yesterday or a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, are you going to mention Jessica or Mabel Syndrome? And he's like, of course. So I don't know. Maybe we get a shout out in that interview, which would be awesome.
That would be cool. And I hope you get to meet him when you see them play.
Me too.
So we had a few people send us some questions to answer. Which I love the questions. I'm always down to answer whatever anybody asks, or I'll say don't. I won't answer it. But what were some of the things that people wanted to know about us or know about? Just like super casual questions. There were some music ones, and where should we start? Let's have a couple. Let's see.
What about favorite album of the past year?
Oh, God.
Or a couple years.
Okay.
Or recent.
Yeah, because people were very honest about liking the same shit we listened to in high school. Also people have, like, we always are willing to branch out and try, right?
Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I have recently. Like, I'm glad I listened to Pew Pew Pew, and I'm glad I listened to Flatliners, and my friend's band Rebuilder. It was funny because I was like, shit, like, I really like these guys in this band. What if I don't like their music?
Yeah. You know? And you know, like, even... I remember, like, Masked Intruder wasn't super on your radar, and now you love them, you know?
Totally. Like, but so. It's true. I have to listen to something, like, at least 5 times, usually 10 times, before I love it. And now I love my friend's band, Rebuilder. They're really awesome. And I could sing every song, but, like, it takes me a while to get into it.
I feel like that's how it is with most things. Like, you have to watch 5 episodes of a Netflix show before you call it shit.
Yeah.
You have to listen to it.
Or get addicted to it.
Or get addicted to it. You have to listen to like an album a good 5 times before you can really comment on it. You have to, you know, like, you have to go to the gym 5 times before you can start to, like, deal with it. Or there's, you know, things like that. So,
well, it's true. Like, I hated Game of Thrones. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Oh, yes. My alarm clock is the Game of Thrones soundtrack.
It is? Oh, yes. That's awesome. Dun, dun,
it's
dun,
the,
dun,
you know dun. What? Dude, it's fucking amazing to wake up to every morning.
Yeah.
Like, I feel powerful when I wake up.
Isn't it kind of ominous? I would be like scared I was going to get attacked or something. I don't know.
Ready for the day.
Yeah. But yeah, the first couple episodes, I was like, what is this? Like, I could barely follow it. I was like, this is stupid. But then I got totally addicted.
It was confusing at the beginning, though, because if you've never read the books or whatever, and you go into it, there's all these different fucking weird names being thrown around and stuff. So what I just had to realize is, a friend said to me, all you have to do is just realize that there's a whole bunch of families and they all want the same thing. And I was like, okay. And then I just totally started to get it. Yeah. It actually, when does the new season start? Isn't it coming out the next week?
I think soon. Yeah. Awesome. How awesome is that?
Okay. So favorite albums of the last few years, we'll say. Okay. I have a couple. So one of the things that I'm kind of down with is that MXPX and Against Me both released acoustic albums or acoustic versions of their songs. I got super into that. We talked a little bit about a couple of the other albums. To Be Everywhere is To Be Nowhere by Thrice, which came out, I think, last year or earlier this year. And The Implants, their album From Chaos to Order, was really good. And of course, my favorites, which would be Protection from Face to Face, and even Laugh Now, Laugh Later, which came out a few years ago, but it's not new by any means. But those are sort of my go-tos. The MXPX acoustic's really good. It's nice to just have on in the background sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love acoustic albums.
I'd say those were sort of my favorites. And it was cool to have Thrice be a new album, have a new album, because I sort of used to really like them, totally got out of listening to them, and then their new album kind of re-sparked a little bit of love for them. So that's kind of cool.
That's so cool when that happens. I love that.
Yeah, me too. So yeah, that would be mine.
Cool. Mill and Collins' album, True Brew. I always have a hard time saying that because it's like True Blue or something.
Yeah.
True Brew came out, I don't know, a year or two years ago, maybe something like that. But that was the same thing for me. It was like back to the original good stuff. And the same with Face to Face Protection. And of course, the new Bad Cop, Bad Cop is so good, which we've talked about.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
And I don't give a fuck if someone says we talk about them too much. Bad Cop, Bad Cop deserves to be talked about.
They do. Yeah.
So.
I wasn't super stoked on the new NoFX album. What did you think of it?
I sort of haven't listened to it. I'm going to be honest. I haven't listened to a new NoFX album for a really long time. I think the last album of NoFX that I really liked was... I can't even remember the name of it. That's how much I liked it. I mean, NoFX has always been... No, further.
Pump Up the Volume?
Hold on, I'm going to Google it because now I feel like an asshole. NoFX has always been one of those bands that I like I love. They have a few of the classic tracks.
Yeah.
Like Linoleum and Bob and Liza and Louise, like that kind of era.
Yeah.
Like those songs are like part of the soundtrack to my youth and I fucking love them. But they've never been a band that new albums come out and I have to like, you know, get right into it. So
see, I have to. So I would say like their old stuff, the entire albums I love start to finish. Their newer stuff, there's like two or three or four songs on each of those that are to die for. And then the rest is kind of like, bah, I don't know.
Oh my God. I just Googled the album that I'm such an asshole.
So Long and Thanks for All the Shoes.
Yes, and it's from 1997.
You're like, I like that recent album that came out in 1997.
But so that's the last album of theirs that I bought, and I really, really like loved. I mean, but like you said, there's Wolves in Wolves Clothing has actually got a few tracks that I really like. But
every recent album has like one or two or three or four tracks on it that are to die for. And I would say on this recent album, I love 6 Years on Dope, and I love I Don't Like Me Anymore.
What the fuck is it even called?
Pretty much what?
First Stitch Ever? Their newest album. Oh, okay. See, I'm an asshole. Yeah.
First Stitch Ever, yeah.
Oh, I'm a horrible person.
And the whole thing's okay. I'll listen to it sometimes, but those are the two songs that I really love on it.
I love the book. I loved Hepatitis Bathtub. Like, that's the most recent NoFX thing that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And A Fat Wreck. There. Have I redeemed myself somewhat from liking their most recent album from 1997, like 10 years ago?
Recent stuff.
Fucking decade ago.
Yeah.
No! It's not a decade ago.
More than that. Two. 20 years ago. We're old, Jessica.
I can't count, and I'm old. Two decades ago, so 20 years ago, NoFX came out with an album that I thoroughly enjoyed. Fuck, people are going to bash me now.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know that recent album that came out 20 years ago?
I'm stuck in the 90s, and I'm not apologizing for it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be sort of my, that would be my answer. Fuck, next question.
I know, right?
Jessica loves Face to Face and doesn't know anything about anything else.
Yeah, I'll stop. We got the question, have any of the negative interactions with bands or band members affected how you feel about the scene or that band or that person? And I can certainly speak to that, but I'm curious, have you had any bad interactions?
Not directly, like not with interviews and meetups and that sort of thing. I haven't really had any bad interactions. For the most part, everybody I've got the chance to meet through Mabel Syndrome, I mean, has been really awesome.
Well, what about even before?
Screeching Weasel, seeing Screeching Weasel was a bucket list show for me. I loved it. I wanted to see it. They don't, you know, it was like another like from my youth type thing. And, you know, everybody knows the theories that Ben Weasel is an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
There's the songs theories about it. Like,
yeah.
And I was sort of in my head a little bit hoping he wasn't when we saw him live, and he totally was.
Yeah, when so was there that? Was,
2 years ago?
Oh, maybe. Okay.
And you know what? Like, the show was good and stuff, but, like, I don't know. I was just like,
was he kind of a diva, or...?
So somebody threw a beer on stage at him
because
the crowd was really riled up, and he like stopped in the middle of the song and like freaked out and got the whole crowd to like find the guy, and like they wanted him kicked out of the show. And I don't know, it's fucking Canada, and we're like, nobody, it was like the whole crowd, nobody knew what was going on. We're all like, wow,
and
you're kind of...
doesn't everyone throw beer at punk rock shows?
Right? Like, I don't know. It happens. Like, I get hit with beer on a fucking regular basis at a show. It's not like they threw a goddamn, you know, baseball at his face. But anyway,
or a glass bottle or something.
Right. I get it. Yeah. There's not, nobody likes having beer thrown on them. But anyway, so I was sort of just having this, like, vibe of, I was really hoping he wouldn't be that kind of you know, anyways, so whatever. Yeah. I guess I should have expected it.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's ever been, like, a really bad one that's made me mm-hmm. feel shitty about the scene. I've been mm-hmm. treated badly by dudes in the crowds. Mm-hmm. I've had my boobs groped. I've had grinding up against me fully intentionally. I've had all kinds of that kind of stuff. Like, you know, mm-hmm. at the last face-to-face show, a guy behind me was very obviously grinding against me when he didn't need to. Right. And his hand went over my shoulder and down my shirt.
Oh, that's right down awful. My shirt.
Like, full on grab my boob. So
I would have probably, I mean, how did you not, like, knee-jerk react, like, elbow him in the face?
I panicked.
Right. It was, it's like, so a scary feeling, right? More yeah. than just mad. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little bit, like, I was so caught off guard by it. And, you know, obviously I took my arm and I, like, moved his hand off me and pushed him away a bit. But, mm-hmm. yeah, it's, as for bands, I think most of them are all pretty decent towards me. I've never had a bad interaction like that.
Mm-hmm. With a band, you mean?
With a band.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Yeah, I think this question may have been more directed to me too, because I did bring up some of the slightly negative interactions that I've had, which mm-hmm. aren't even that bad. They're just kind of more annoying than bad. But I was thinking there is one person that I really, really admired and really loved for so long. And a couple of the negative experiences that I mentioned on that previous podcast were him. And there's other things that I didn't mention that were him. So he's just kind of done all these kind of misogynistic, like, annoying things that he's said to me recently. And for some reason, and I've even told a couple people that know him or had good interactions with him, and they're like, mm-hmm. he's not that way at all. I don't know what the deal is. Like, so I'm like holding on to hope that I just either am being oversensitive about it or reading the situation wrong, or mm-hmm. he was joking and I didn't quite get it or something like that. So it's, I don't know. I'm always kind of that person that's like, I give people a million chances unless they really, yep. really fuck up.
Same.
But if there's a slight possibility that they just were saying something funny that I didn't pick up, or they didn't really mean it, or they're really a nice person and I just misinterpreted it, then I'm willing to give them, like, a third and a fourth and a fifth chance. So mm-hmm. there is one person that my perception of them is a little jaded right now, but I haven't given up.
Well, they say, like, what's the saying? You're not supposed to ever meet your heroes.
I know.
You know, because, you know, and like I've said that to you before, there's a couple musicians that I've got to become friends with over the last couple of years. And, you know, had I met them and been completely fucking devastated about them if they were total douchebags, I would have been crushed. Yeah. You don't want anybody to be an app. I mean, I don't know.
But I wonder if it'll happen to you, because, you know.
Probably.
It will. Because it's happened to me.
Yeah.
And no one, nothing so bad that I am totally turned off about that band or that person. Yeah. But yeah, it'll happen.
Yeah. Yay. Can't wait. Okay. Was there anything else that we, like, really wanted to talk about? We're so lame right now. Well, we're not lame. We're just busy.
Let me show you my surprise for you.
Oh, yeah. You have a surprise.
Okay. I do. Okay. So last night I went to a show in Boston mm-hmm. and, my friend just suggested that I go because I needed a night out, and I didn't even know these bands. It was at this small little punk rock club called O'Brien's Pub, which is pretty much downtown Boston. And it was, I think, a record release party for this band called Beached Boy. Ooh. And then a couple other openers were Luau, Clever Girls, Saccharin, and Jeffro did some stuff. And I really liked Luau, so I would say this band called Luau from Boston would be my favorite one that I saw that night. But anyways,
oh, cool.
At the end of the night, as you know, my friend Sal, like, always comes through for us big time.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for you to meet him when you're here in Boston next month. But yay. Look at what he made for us.
Sal made us something?
He made us.
Shut up.
Little buttons, little pins.
He made us Mabel Syndrome pins.
Yeah. There's like 100 of them in here.
Oh, my God. He's amazing. He did that for us?
He did. Yeah. How amazing is that?
That's pretty amazing.
It's pretty fucking amazing. I know. When he handed this to me, I was like, what? They're so cute.
Did you freak out?
They're so adorable. So
they're really cute.
So we should say to people, too, if you see us out and about, maybe we'll give you a Mabel Syndrome pin.
Yay. That's so cool. Thanks to Sal. That's so cool.
If you see us at 350 Fest or whatever. And then the other thing he gave us was he made us these press passes.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
With our names on them and the Mabel Syndrome logo on them. And so we can, like, clip them and look official.
Oh, I can't wait to fake being official.
Yeah.
That's
so cool. We just walk
in.
Literally, we can walk into a show and be like, oh, I'm supposed to be here. I have a
press
pass.
What does Sal do for a living? Why does he? How does he know how to make all this stuff?
He does this for bands. He actually does this for bands. He works for, he's worked for Dropkick Murphys and Mighty Mighty Bosstones, I think, and Big D and the Kids Table, and all these. Yeah, he's worked for all those bands, and he has his own band, Rebuilder.
Right.
And so, yeah, he just does this stuff. And usually
that's
he gets paid,
awesome.
But he just did it for us for free.
Oh, my gosh. That's
I know.
Amazing.
I can't wait for you to get one of these little pins. They're so cute.
Oh, I can't wait to hand them out to people and see people wearing them.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't afford t-shirts, but we got free pins.
Yeah. We got connections. If anybody wants to make us t-shirts, let us know.
Yeah.
There's currently 3 Mabel Syndrome t-shirts in existence. Kristen has one. I have one. And our friend Chris, who's like a big supporter,
Amy
has one.
Interrupter has one too.
Oh, right. Why hasn't she posted a picture on Instagram?
I don't know. It might have been too small for her. You know, it's like that.
They're really small.
They run really small.
They're really tight.
Yeah, they're tight in the bust area.
It's like one of those shirts that, like, you can't put your hair up and then put it on or off because it will pull your ponytail out because it's so tight coming over your head.
It's really flattering, but it's just, like, boobalicious.
I feel like it's like Spanx. Like, it sucks in all my fat, too. Like, I feel skinny when I wear it. Like, I feel like a sausage in a casing. I'm like all sucked in.
Yeah. It's really soft and it's a great t-shirt, but I think we need to get like extra large or a different brand or something.
Yeah. Curvy girls.
On our to-do list.
Yes. Yeah.
So that was my surprise for you.
I love it. Thank you. And thank you, Sal. Sal's awesome. We're friends on Facebook now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, good. Well, you'll meet him when you come to Boston. What else do you want to do when you come to Boston?
Well, everything that I've looked up in Boston has to do with food, for the most part. There's food every... Like, I don't know. I feel like eating my way across 5 states during our road trip sounds pretty fantastic.
Perfect. Sounds awesome. Do you like seafood, right?
Oh, yeah.
You like oysters and lobster?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Good, good. Yeah. I do, too.
I'm unsure what we should do because, like, it depends how many days we have in Boston, right? Like, Sal, hanging out with Jay. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is there anything, like, super fancy, like, touristy that I need to see in Boston? Is the Bean in Chicago or Boston? The big silver thing. Is that Chicago? You know, it's that big thing. That big, like, silver, giant, bean-shaped. Landmarky thing.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Well, Boston beans are a known thing. don't know of any bean statue.
Wait, I'm gonna Google it.
There are Boston baked beans and we are known
food.
For them.
It's not food.
It's a bean that's not food.
I'm totally calling it the wrong thing. It's in Chicago, not Boston. Oh. That's why I knew it was in one of the cities we're going to.
Okay.
This thing. I'm going to hold up the camera and show you.
Okay.
That thing.
Oh. Oh, okay. I didn't know that was in Chicago. It does look like a bean. At first, I couldn't see the top as reflective, and it kind of looked like a penis. Oh.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh. Huh. Oh, that's big. Okay, so it's like a big dome...
It's like a big silver mirrory domey bean.
Okay. Oh, man. If you live in Chicago, I am sorry.
Yeah.
But it's called the Chicago Bean.
Oh, well, then you didn't fuck it up too bad.
Apparently it's hollow and there's a workplace inside.
Oh, wow. That'd be
okay,
cool.
So well, that's on the list for Chicago. But what else is in Boston? I would like to hear people's, you know what? If there's anybody listening, I would like to hear people what they think we need to do.
I know. Are you into baseball?
Yeah, like the food at baseball games?
Right. So I have kind of mini season tickets. I have 10 games a year that I've had since 2004. And so I don't know if we have, I haven't looked at my schedule coming up, but maybe I have one of those games coming up so I can take you to a Red Sox game, which is
that would be really cool.
Boston. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah, I would love that.
That's a really fun thing to do.
Yeah, that would be
and
fun.
Other than that, I mean, there's touristy stuff like down by the water or Faneuil Hall or Quincy Market or there's this big Boston Garden with swan boats and it's just beautiful. And there's tons of great shopping.
There is also, like, so we're using this app to plan out some of our trip called Road Trippers. And I've been playing on it quite a bit. And you can look up landmarks like weird landmarks and food landmarks and touristy. And there's like a lot of haunted houses in Boston.
Oh,
like old school.
Do you believe in that stuff? Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Have you ever seen one?
I've had two experiences.
Ooh, do you want to share?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So one of them was, it happened to me and two other friends and the only reason I think I legitimately feel like it happened is because we all experienced the same thing at the same time.
Okay.
So we were in my car. It was nighttime. I was driving. My friend Jenny was in the passenger seat, and my other friend Tyler was in the back seat. And we were on this road going somewhere, kind of like a, you know, it's not a busy road. It's pretty dark. And we weren't drinking or we weren't nothing. It was just totally straight. And we were coming up towards the cemetery, passing the cemetery. And at the exact same time, we came around this like bend and there was like a person standing in the middle of the road. And we all at the same time went like we screamed because we thought we hit someone.
Right.
And at the same time, we all three of us like quickly turned around to see behind us and there was nothing there.
Hmm.
And it was like so panic inducing that my friend Tyler in the back seat crawled into the front seat because he was terrified to sit back there by himself.
Oh, wow.
Like that's how intense it was. We right. just couldn't believe that it had happened. And it was like we were about to hit a person and the person yeah. went through the car.
Yeah. And they weren't there. Huh.
And they weren't there.
Crazy.
And had it just been like me by myself, I would have been like, oh, nothing.
Yeah.
The fact that all three of us at the same time went like we hit somebody.
Right.
And then there was nothing there.
Yeah. Oh.
And then the other time was I was at a friend's house sleeping over and I got up in the middle of the night to get a drink of water and I walked into the kitchen and every single cupboard door was open and every single drawer was open and the fridge was open all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked into the kitchen and it was such a startling thing to see every single thing in the kitchen pulled out and open.
Mm-hmm.
And it terrified me and I ran back to the bedroom and woke her up and there was no way of explaining it. And then like 2 years later the movie The Sixth Sense came out. Do you remember mm-hmm. that one?
Oh yeah.
And there's a part where the little boy and the mom are in the kitchen and they're talking about the grandma who died and the mom turns around and all the cupboard doors are open.
Yep.
And I was in the movie theater and when I saw that part I almost threw up.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
So those are only my two experiences.
Yeah. Huh. Those are intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's something like it's hard because I've never had an experience even
right.
a little bit. And I feel bad because I have actually a really good friend who can talk to she's kind of
like a medium?
A medium, right. She talks to people who have passed. And so we were at a party one night and there were a bunch of women sitting around and she doesn't like to tell people that she
yeah.
is because people give her weird looks or they think she's crazy or whatever. So she doesn't even tell anybody this. But we're sitting at a party one night and this other woman goes, oh, my, a good friend, you know, she was all upset. And she said, a good friend of mine just passed away. And my other friend, who sees dead people, was like, well, she's here with you now. And this other girl is like, what? And she's like, yeah, she's sitting right next to you. And it wasn't anyone that any of us knew. She's like, yeah, she has long red hair. She has, you know, this or that. And she described her whole thing. And this is what she's doing right now. And this is what she's saying. And this other girl just, like, went white. And she actually, like, lost her shit. She, like, ran out of the room and had to go to the bathroom. Wow. Like, she was legitimately freaked out. And like I said, my friend doesn't like to tell anybody because she's afraid she's going to get weird looks. And I feel bad because we've had the conversation and I've said, like, not that I don't believe, but just I haven't had any of those experiences.
Hasn't she done it for you?
No.
Why?
I don't want her to, I guess.
Oh, my God. You just asked me what I want to do and I come to Boston and you just pretty much nailed it.
Okay, we'll do that. I don't know. She doesn't listen to this podcast, so I guess I can say, like, I don't really believe in it. And I don't think she's crazy. I believe maybe she's ultra sensitive or she's intuitive or something like that, but I don't really believe in ghosts or spirits or the ability to talk to spirits or anything like that.
I've been to one medium once and she got everything. She was so, like, far off base. It was ridiculous. It was just awkward to sit and, like, kind of pretend with her for an hour.
Same here. Same. I went to one as a kid with my mom and she was so ridiculous. Her thing, you know, like everything she said was either totally obvious or she's like, there's a cat. And we're like, no. And she's like, I mean a dog, you know, and we're like, okay.
The stuff that she said to me was just so general. It was like, so you and your mother have a really up and down relationship. I'm like, you just described every human in history with their mother.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so it was stupid, so.
Yeah. I don't know. Interesting. Okay, well, I'll ask my friend if she'd be willing to. She did say something like, you have to be open to it, and because I'm a closed person, she's like, I'm not going to tell you. She's like, there are people around you, but I'm not even going to tell you because you're closed, and you're not going to believe it. So
how
I was like.
How can you not be like, okay, who's here?
I don't know. I didn't want to know.
You know? Oh, man, yeah. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, okay, so we'll do that in Boston.
And in Chicago, we'll go see the Big Bean.
Yeah.
We got to ask our friends in Chicago what the fuck's that about anyway. Like, is it a, like, what's the, like, the, why is it there?
It's probably just a piece of art, right?
Right. It's an art installation. But okay. I thought.
Yeah. It has to have more meaning than that.
But I don't know. It just feels like there needs to be more.
Yeah.
And is it like one of those touristy things that everybody who lives there hates?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
They probably just ignore it. People probably walk by it every day and don't even see it.
It's a big, giant, silver bean.
Looks like an ovary.
Oh, it kind of does.
It kind of does. It's like that shape.
Well, that's what we've just renamed it. The big silver ovary.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So should we call it a day?
You know what we got to do?
What?
So, yeah, yes, we're calling it a day. But we need to pick the song for the end of the day today. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, did you have any ideas about it? Did you already have an idea for a song?
No, I didn't. Did you?
Yeah, I was going to say... Oh, okay. I was going to say we should close with a NoFX song from their most recent album, So Long and Thanks for All the Shoes from 1997.
That is a really good album.
It's one of the albums I've really enjoyed in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. That's new. Mm-hmm. Monosyllabic Girl.
Oh,
do you know
okay.
that song? It's
of
only
course.
57 seconds. It's a super short song,
yeah.
which makes sense considering the title. But it's my favorite. Mm-hmm. I love that song. So I think that's the track we should end with. And I think everybody should, like, check out that new album and go and buy it. I'm a big fan of supporting new music. So,
We're into the new stuff. Who says we don't listen to new stuff?
Yeah, if you can find the CD at your Sam the Record Man or your A&B Sound or your...
Sam Goody. We had Sam Goody.
Go find it.
Go, go find the tape.
Go find the cassette.
Yeah. I do remember when that album came out. I think I tweeted that once, but I remember when that album came out and my friends and I were all convinced that was their last album because it said So Long and Thanks for All the Shoes. And
right.
Didn't they get shoes were thrown up on stage for the... I don't know why, actually. That's kind of a trivia. Like, we should throw that out. Like, whoever can answer that question, why did people throw shoes at NoFX in the 90s? And if you answer correctly, you get a pin.
You get a pin?
You get a free pin that we're going to give to anyone anyways.
That's amazing.
If you smile at us, right, we'll give it to you.
So we were supposed to record the podcast starting right now. This was the original time that we had planned to meet. It was just before 1 o'clock today.
Right.
So I set an alarm. So my Game of Thrones alarm just went off.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. So good. Okay. So we're going to end with the NoFX song.
We are.
And we hope we haven't.
What? Oh, I was just thinking we're throwing out a lot of stuff to our peeps on this episode, but one of the suggestions, we have a producer now.
Yes.
How fucking awesome is that? We have someone that is legitimately interested in producing our podcast, which is fucking awesome.
And good luck to them.
I know,
good
right?
luck to them.
I think, like I said, I think he wants like a before and after. You know,
good.
Like, this is how shitty these girls were before I started producing them. And now that I'm producing them, they're halfway
totally.
Decent.
Totally.
So we'll see what he can do but to make us halfway decent. But he suggested we have segments. And I'm trying to think of, like, what we should do for a segment. Like, and if people have some really good idea, whether it's, I don't know, he suggested music, and I'm not super into music on podcasts, to be honest. Like, when there's a music cutting in the middle of the episode, I just fast forward through it.
I do too. I hate it. I rarely listen.
Yeah. But I like the idea of segments, but I don't think I want it to be a music segment necessarily. So what could it be?
Well, I have a few ideas. I'll save them to just tell you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm curious what other people, you know, maybe someone has a really good idea out there.
Yeah. If anybody has any ideas on how to make us more entertaining, let us know.
Yeah. We are into it. And be sure to follow us on iTunes and give us a rating. It helps us out a lot. We have a few ratings on there now. Have you seen?
We do. It's been great. It's cool.
Yeah. And we're on SoundCloud and Castbox. And all the social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook.
Twitter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need a Snapchat for our trip together.
Do you think so? I think we should just do, I don't think we need another social media platform.
But it'll just be.
We can barely keep up with the three we have.
It'll just be for the trip.
Okay. You don't want to just do Instagram stories or something?
I guess we could, whatever. Fine.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not telling any more ideas on air.
I know. I'll just shoot them down.
Shoot them down.
Shut up, Cog.
Yeah.
No one cares about your dumb ideas.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, well, everybody, thanks for listening. If you're still listening, we appreciate it. And we'll be back.
Yeah.
Okay, bye, lady.
Bye.
With the monosyllabic girl.